The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm retarded?
Yes, you are. For Quantum Leap came up, too. Someone said Bill Cosby. And then I read the end. It said Nathan Sutherland. God damn it, Nathan Sutherland, your choices. Toledo's dad has chimed in a few times as well with who he'd switch places for in TV. A character in television Toledo's dad would switch places for. He goes, anyone on Gilligan's Island? And he says, wait, scratch that. I'd be the dad in Lost in Space.
Oh, man.
Brett's fantasy would be Alf, so he had less body hair. That's probably a pretty good one. Mrs. Garrett for Brady when she had the bakery.
Oh, beautiful. And his edibles.
Tootie. Tootie. We have more biscuits, Tootie. That's living.
Brady's fantasy actually to be Bob's Burger. Maybe. I don't know. Solid stuff. Thanks, Netflix. Those types of things, like you're like...
Mel.
Mel Torme. Or not Mel Torme.
Sharples.
Mel Sharples. Yeah.
Stow it, Dinky.
Yeah, that's a good one. A poor line cook who lives on the Bush Highway. Solid choice. I think we have our first entry for Arizona... Bag of the year. A man is accused of killing a woman last week because she wouldn't leave the alley behind his house. She was a homeless lady. And instead of just kind of shuffling her off with police help, he shot her, stating that she's a homeless woman. Then he told the police, he's like, look, I'm... tried to kill myself, and I failed at it, and I was pretty upset that day, so I went outside, and I shot her, because she was still in my alley. Every time I take the trash out, she's there. I understand having a homeless person in your alley is a bad thing, but there are people who will take care of that. You can call the police, and they'll rustle them out of there. It's illegal to be there. Then I read further into the story, and this heel, his name is James Taylor.
Never I see your face.
So he's had a tough life. He's 40.
Because I love you.
And after a while,
yes,
this gets old. And especially if you haven't survived well. If you're poor and you have no success, it's like, what was the Office Space? And Michael Bolton.
Yeah,
like
sure.
The thing, you're going to kill yourself. Eventually, every time you say your name to somebody, hi, my name's James Taylor. Oh, really?
How sweet is
enough? Like, eventually you're going to snap. This dude snapped because his parents named him after this crooner. Brett Hayes. Great stuff.
So vanilla. That's
so good. So white.
He's like, can this be the Hooligan? James JT?
So I would be... No. Nobody knows that one as much as this one. Worst part is that every time somebody met James Taylor, the suicidal murderer, they thought of the real good one and kind of were like, you're no James Taylor. It's dangerous to name your kids after somebody famous. They've got a lot to live up to forever, especially somebody like James Taylor with memorable stuff. Give me another one.
Give me something else, James Taylor. That's a great one. But, you know, when your kid is James Taylor, he's going to hit 40 and either shoot up a mall or
go into Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, great choice there, Brady. Excellent stuff. Oh. Oh, Fire and Rain. Ah, what a song. Ah. This dumb James Taylor wandering around his alley.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
What he's singing to the
homeless Suzanne, man. The plans they made put an end to you.
Now, if I met that James Taylor guy, that's all I've been doing. I've been looking at him going, your name's James Taylor?
And I wrote down this song.
Please stop that, sir.
I just can't remember who to send it to.
I'd be all over that. Yeah, and then that guy would go in his house
raging
and just spin the barrel of his six shooter and pop it in his mouth. And not today.
I'll try this.
But he shot a homeless lady in the alley just for being there. And that's like, in the olden days, that used to be something we'd brag about. Shot a man just for snoring. But he shot a homeless lady. So now this homeless lady, who God knows what her story was, he goes out there and plugs her and then tells the cops the reason he did it is because his suicide didn't work earlier that day. It's a life lesson. Maybe he's not going to win the, you know, the heel of the year award, but he's in the running. But I also have a little empathy for him for being named James Taylor.
He still won't know Pearl or Paradise, but.
No. Pearl and Paradise are setting a standard that is very.
Like Mount Rushmore.
The Nathan Sutherland.
We're in January.
It's early, but the Nathan Sutherland Heel of the Year Award. I mean, Nathan is going to always be the worst Arizona resident of our time here on the air. This guy's up there. It's an early entry.
It is. Again, it's not topping the year before. It's winning the year.
It's just winning the year. Sometimes an 8-8 team wins the Super Bowl. Well, it's never happened, but you can understand my point. In 2012 or 11, whenever it was, the Cardinals had 89 wins in baseball and won the World Series. They weren't the best team. It was just a weak year. So far, January, this guy's on the top of the list. But again, if you've got a kid and is, you know, it's people do that to their dogs. I had a friend who named his dog Newman at the end of Seinfeld's run. The dog lived to be like 17. So after a while, he'd come home and the Hello Newman joke wasn't funny anymore. And it's like, oh, my dog's got an unfortunate name that he can't live up to. And the Newman thing's dead. And now
Newman died.
Well, you can't switch it. Yeah. You can't all of a sudden make it a Newman tribute. It's dangerous naming your kid after stuff. If your last name's Potter and you name your kid Harold, he's going to have a tough go. I don't understand why people do it. But James Taylor, crying
Thank
out loud.
You, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Will somebody turn that off, please?
So fine. How sweet it is to
I like that song. Your name is James Taylor? Oh, my God, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
Do you have a dollar?
I close my eyes at night.
Sing something.
I can't sing all that great.
Wondering where would
I be without you in my life.
Oh, you're no James Taylor.
Don't you think I know that?
That's why she's in the alley. She thinks it's James Taylor.
She's stalking him. He's got a cruddy apartment. Stop it! Damn it, I missed again.
Yeah, people named James Taylor, it's bad. I've met people named after famous people before, and it's not good. Jimmy Taylor worked here. Yeah. He doesn't call himself James Taylor, but that's his name.
There's one of my friends on Facebook is Chris Cornell.
Oh!
I know. You can't do anything with that. Yeah.
You're named after a successful Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And that guy killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's never going to end.
No.
My high school wrestling team, there's James Taylor.
I don't know if that's an accident. That's an unfortunate thing that kind of melded with that dude. He wasn't purposefully James Taylor. His parents because he was, you know, way before James Taylor was famous. He's got an excuse. Yeah, I was born before him. It's a pain in the ass. But this guy's 40. James Taylor was a massive success. His parents were fans in 1982. That was also
82 when James Taylor was in high school. So it was in
his
prime.
Yeah, but he was 16.
Yeah.
So he was born in 65. His parents, they probably named him then, I'm guessing, Brady. At birth, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
You're doing the math poorly here. Yeah, I know it was not easy for him, but he had the excuse of going, who knew? Sylvester Stabone, the kid from Growing Pains, Boner.
He's like, your name is Sylvester Stallone. And he goes, who knew? His parents named him before he got famous. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Don't name your kids. Give your kids an individual name. Don't give them a James Taylor. Because, goddamn, this is all I think of when I meet you, and you're an immediate disappointment. And Jimmy Taylor, who we worked with, very wisely calls himself Jimmy from Philly. Didn't even really give you his last name. He's a smart guy.
Close your eyes and think of me. And soon James I will Taylor. Be there.
Damn. What's that noise on the alley? So I kind of give this particular heel of the year has a little bit of an asterisk next to it because I can understand why he snapped. Hi, my name's Vincent.
Last name, sir?
Neil.
Oh, like the...
Shut up. Just do it. Just do the transaction. Of course it's like the... I don't need it every time.
First time I heard that one.
Yeah.
Now, Axel.
Right. You don't have to be an asshole to me just because your parents were dumb to you.
My name's Harold.
Yeah.
Potter.
Oh, wow. You're just like... Yes, I'm just like the wizard boy. Except for I'm a letdown. I tar roofs. I have no magic skills. Can you cast a spell on me? Stop it! Let me live.
I wouldn't want that. I said, poor guy. You have your last name is Bogan. You're Vesley. We didn't have a chance to have that. But those poor people out there that have, you know, last names like, you know, God forbid your last name is Johnson and you name your kid Dwayne. I knew there were how many Aishas popped up? Was that the name Aisha from the Stevie Wonder song? The one about having the baby. Her name's Aisha, Made with Love or whatever it's called. The song is she Made with Love. That's the name. And it dawned a thousand different Aishas.
You're the sunshine
of my life. Yeah.
Aisha was the name of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely Aisha.
Isn't she lovely?
Or isn't she lovely? That's right. Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely?
Yes, sweet Aisha, born from love. And that was the thing. And everybody was named that after a while, and you just realized your parents were rooting for a Stevie Wonder type success, and then you come home, and you got fired from your fry job.
I'm not allowed to work the deep fryer anymore.
You know James Taylor. Don't you think I know that? You're 38 years old, James. Why are you living at home?
Because I can't sing. That's all people want from me.
Down to break my heart.
No James Taylors.
Well, you got a buddy, Steve Miller.
I have Steve Miller.
Yeah.
That's right. My buddy, Stephen Miller. And I've sat in restaurants and watched Steve Miller almost go off.
Really?
We were at a bar once, and he told somebody his name, and then they're like, his name's Steve Miller. And he told everyone down the
Juggle
line.
Love.
Yeah, at the bar. And then one guy started to do the, ha, ha, fly like an eagle. Like, and we were a little drunk.
All right, Joker.
And he's just in the, that's good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Taking sips and just staring forward. I'm like, you good? And he goes, I'm so sick of that. And I every time he...
You want to get out of here? You want to head down to Swing Town?
Every time he met someone...
Abracadabra.
I'm not kidding. Abracadabra was one I'd forgotten about. But every time he met someone, they brought it up. Every time. This is my friend Steve Miller.
Steve Miller, like the band?
Yes.
Abra, Abra.
I know the songs. God damn it. I've lived with this. Yeah, my whole life. And then the next thing they always say is, bet you get that all the time. I do. I'm suicidal over it. Steve never amounted to much. He had to live up to too much. There's already a better version of you out there by name. You can't have it.
Like, was he actually a fan of Steve Miller?
Hated him.
Oh, really? Just
hated
because
him.
Of that? Or?
Hated him. Like, this was his nightmare. And, of course, you know, I'd get in the car and be like, ready to go?
Don't do this.
I can't cool down.
Just turn it off, idiot.
I heat up.
Yeah, not a fan. Poor Steve. And nowadays, dicks like you, with that app that can control a jukebox, the second you find out Steve Miller's in the bar, like, yeah. Just staring at him. I hear you. Good one.
What's your name again?
Steven Miller. Not Steven. Say it right. Steve Miller. My name's Steve. Yeah, you can't do it. Can't do it. Don't name your kids after somebody famous. It's just bad. The guy that sits behind me at the Suns game's name is John Wayne something or other. He got another last name, but he introduced himself as John Wayne, and I looked at him and I'm like, why would you do that? Just say you're John. It's kind of cool.
But like John Wayne Bobbitt.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's which one did he name after? Because if your middle name's if you're John Wayne something or other, I'm not thinking of the cowboy. I'm thinking of the clown killer. He's a really nice guy. I like him a lot. But, man, don't tell people my name's John Wayne by Rich, because all I hear is Casey, Casey. He's a murderer. This is my friend Steve Miller.
Oh, man.
Why did you do that? Just tell him my name's Steve. But his name is Stephen Miller. Like the Joker.
Something's just blatant. Oh, it'd be worse. This is Boz Skaggs. What?
Anyway, my parents were big fans. It's annoying as hell. I'm going to kill a homeless person. I'm probably going to slaughter someone in my lifetime. Can't do it. Can't do it. So good luck out there. I mean, there's got to be a few black people out there named Orenthal.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be. There has to be. I don't think white people would have the courage to name them, even if you're a huge fan of his back in the 70s. So you didn't name your white kid Orenthal. But
I golfed with an Oren. He was Ray Lewis's personal manager. His first name was Oren. And I'm like, is that Orenthal?
Oh, yeah, probably.
And
I
went by Oren.
You knew Ray Lewis's personal manager?
Not Ray Lewis, Ray. Yeah, for the Celtics, Ray Allen.
Sorry. Oh, Ray Allen. How did you fall into that world?
Through Scott Brubaker at the Suns.
Oh, okay. That's a weird pull. Ray Lewis's personal manager is an accomplice.
No longer.
He's an accomplice to murder. He hid the suit.
I had to talk to him through the phone.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Ray Lewis's personal manager was named Orenthal James or Jay Simpson.
Did you see OJ's?
He is another.
He did Instagram.
No. What do you do
for
now?
For the Bills game.
Oh, God.
In his jersey, had his back patio all decked out in Buffalo, getting him fired up.
And he's feeling love for his former squad. Did you see the controversy now? The tinfoil hats are out that wasn't DeMar Hamlin up in that booth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're saying that you know, there may have been a promotional
thing. I saw
some
other three jerseys up there, but that's popular.
Oh, no, not three jerseys. He wasn't wearing a three jersey.
No, but someone in the background. I saw him.
But they kept showing him in the booth. And they said, there's DeMar Hamlin. It wasn't like they were looking around saying, oh, there's somebody in a three. He wouldn't wear his jersey in the booth.
Yeah.
So he was in there, and he had sunglasses and a scarf and a hood on in a suite. And I know it was cold outside, but you're in a suite. And so
was it a hologram or what?
Well, they said it was like a bunch of –
It could have been anyone.
A body double. Well, but they were claiming it was him. He was claiming it was him. And they're saying it was a body double for promotional reasons. But I don't understand why that would be a thing.
Doing a heart to this.
Yeah, because DeMar Hamlin was, wouldn't you, I mean, I can understand why people would think it wasn't him. If you are DeMar Hamlin, wouldn't you make it obvious it's you? Like, wouldn't that be better? To be like, look, it's me. Instead of the scarf and the disguise and the hiding inside a suite. Like, take off the stuff and wave to everybody. But he was always was hidden in the back like he was trying to hide from the cameras, and he wasn't. He's like posing and everything else, but like take the hood off and let us know. And then conspiracy people are like, oh, the Bills tried to pull one over on us for some sort of heart-wrenching, or CBS did, or somebody did, and it's kind of milking the situation over there instead of just showing him. And then they said, and he was in different clothes. They have pictures of him before at the Bills facility, and he's in like a white hoodie. And
I don't know why.
Here he is. He has no problem with his face being in the cold. It was 22 degrees.
If I was healthy enough, I'd be bundled up, but I'd probably be on the sidelines with the boys.
Right. If I'm healthy enough to go, I'm going down there with my team.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be the emotional. Of course, then again, I don't want to hang around T. Higgins just in case. I might not go down there and see the Bengals. It might trigger me. So being up high, he was warm. Like, it didn't make sense. So they're having this big conspiracy now that CBS or the NFL put together this phony DeMar Hamlin to shoot him up in the thing. Go, there's DeMar Hamlin. Isn't it wonderful? Don't get too close. People will know. Don't get too close. He's in disguise. And why is he all bundled up? He was inside. It's not like if he was outside, they're like, there's DeMar Hamlin. It makes sense. It's 28 degrees out. But he was in the booth. He was in a suite. It's
hot. I thought it was like a hoodie and
it was a hood. He had the hood up. He had sunglasses and a scarf. But they never got the and all the camera angles in the world. You can get anything you want. That was the best shot they could get.
And you could see like in the background a couple distance of family members or whatever in the three jerseys, which would be easy.
You couldn't see much of much. Like, you couldn't get detailed faces. They didn't have a very close shot. It was the Zapruder film. So it was like, and now people are saying that wasn't really him. And I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL milked this for a little bit. It was like, well, here's that guy that almost died.
Miracle.
Right. Meanwhile, he's like, I don't want to be on TV. Or... And they did. They used up all of their prayers. And it's like minutes on a ghetto phone. They don't have any more prayers till February 1st. They used them all up on DeMar's initial hit. And now they're like, well, can we pray for a few more wins so we can get DeMar to the Super Bowl? And now you used them all up on getting him better.
Could have held up his GoFundMe $8 million right. receipt, and then that would have proved it was him.
I'm rich, bitch!
This long receipt going all the way down to the floor.
Who should just scrolls it?
I'm rich, bitch!
The CVS receipt.
Everybody gets a toy!
I can't wait for Buffalo's toy driver, Pittsburgh's toy driver, because that's where he's from.
That's what I should have done is open the windows of Sweden.
Throwing money.
Toys
make
out.
It rain.
For toys, yeah. He's like Santa Claus. Out. He's like Santa Claus. Speaking of, did you see the little girl in Rhode Island that called the police to the house and wanted a DNA test of the cookies?
Because someone ate her cookies?
No. Santa came by and she wanted a DNA test. This was around Christmas and she wanted a DNA test to prove that Santa was actually there. And I'm like, what kind of parents have a kid that knows what DNA testing is and buys into the Santa myth still? Like, that's how she... Just tell her. Just tell her.
Yeah.
It's time. She's aware of DNA forensic medicine, but she's still on the fence on whether or not Santa can shoot down the chimney or not. It's time to let her in on the game, the gag. Look, don't call the cops to the house. You're wasting big time reason. The cops came over and they did it. And like, yep, sure enough. Dumbass.
That's right. I called two lawyers and a forensic scientist to come by. I'm still not sure about the Santa Claus thing.
You're sure logically wise in one direction, and then the other half is a disaster.
But please have to say, do you want to keep it going or do you want to tell her?
Right.
We want to keep it going.
All right.
Yes, all right. It came back. It was Santa Claus.
I don't want to tell you how to raise your kids, but you're making a nutball. You realize that, right?
You guys will come back at Easter to make sure the eggs were properly placed by the rabbit.
Yeah, cool. We'll be back there, lunatic. So long, fantasy girl.
Fantastic work, gentlemen. Fantastic work. We have fingerprints of the claws.
But if your kid knows DNA testing, she's on to it. I don't know how old she was either, but some of them catch on early. Some of them kind of, it is a tough story to sell. That's just proof how dumb kids are. That's a tough one. He's magic, and all the kids get toys. Uh-huh. And comes down the chimney, leaves real quick, and okay. And he builds all these toys at his factory.
Think he builds a PlayStation?
Oh, sure.
Why doesn't he distribute?
Oh, he knows about distribution. This is going to be a tough sell.
Then once you get over that one, eventually you get older, then you got to start being realistic about the Hallmark movies.
Well, that's what creates the fantasy in the first place, is that if they start believing that too long, Hallmark starts with their fantasies start becoming. I've always said that to a little girl, the most dangerous thing in the world is a fairy tale. Because it's basically like, just look, and it's not wrong, look good enough and someone will come along and pay for everything. That's essentially what every single fairy tale is. Just keep your P's and Q's, mind your biz, and someone's going to come along
here. Your Prince Charming is out there.
Someone's going to sweep you off your feet and pay for everything. Very rarely do they say, just, you know, do the bare minimum, and you'll live in a middle-income home in Queen Creek. That's not a fantasy for them. And then they start having these, you're not my Prince Charming, because, you know, I got zits in my stomach sometimes. I don't know where they come from, and sometimes I'm going to pop those while I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, yeah, ingrown hair.
This wasn't what I was promised as a little girl.
Well, that was all fantasy crap. The Prince Charming thing's dangerous. Did you and Ronnie shun those from Kirby's life as a kid? Her little Prince Charming stuff and all that?
We didn't shun them, but she never, she washed a few of them. Ronnie's the one who still, she, you know, will have to have that Hallmark.
She likes
holiday movies.
She likes to dream.
She likes that, yeah.
She likes another life. Like, she, like, you know.
Yeah.
She'd be happy to know that your fantasy includes marriage. Her fantasy includes just whatever's going on TV. We all have them.
That's a nice getaway.
It's a getaway. It's a getaway from your reality. She probably sits Kirby down quite a bit and goes, you've seen your mother's life, right? That's pretty much what's in store for you. So don't shoot for the moon.
She's excited.
Stars are far away, honey. You know. Shoot for the second floor. That's really all you need to do. Just try to get in upstairs.
Daddy says everything's possible.
Trust me, your daddy says that, but he's the thing that was possible for me.
You'll find a provider.
It's not so great. He shows up. That's nice.
this goes back.
Uh-oh.
But it's still... That's a poll.
Toledo's dad was Chuck from Happy Days. He just disappeared and nobody talked about him ever again, too. That's true, Brian. Excellent. Excellent point. It's fantasy morning here. But yeah, be careful with those fairy tales because the ladies start getting into those next thing you know. But if your kid's onto the DNA thing and wants the DNA test, Easter's coming up and she wants the DNA test for the rabbit, you just let her in on it. She's too smart for the room and you're making her look dumb. I know you want to hang on to her childlike ways for... I saw a woman in her 20s at the grocery store a couple weeks ago calling, and I hate going to the grocery store. If I never have to set foot in a grocery store again, all these deliveries are amazing, but I had to pop in there. And a lady was with a guy... And I hope it was her dad, but she kept calling him daddy and dada or papa or something like that. And they weren't foreign or anything, but she was in her 20s. She wasn't great looking.
Is it the beginning of a Pornhub video or something?
Daddy. And she held up like a bag of ramen or rice or something.
Daddy.
All right, put it in the cart.
Oh, daddy, papa.
I'm like, what's going on with this? Like, and he seemed happy with it. Like, I never want her to grow up. But calling you daddy at that age, exactly. He just pointed out it could be somebody, not you. But at a certain age, it starts to look like Pornhub. And that age is about 13. That's when it gets real creepy. Daddy? Oh, no. There's a porn couple that I've been watching lately, and I had to stop because at the end, she always goes, put a baby in me, daddy. I'm like, oh, God, you've ruined everything. Don't stop it. Don't say daddy. Put a baby in me, daddy. Ugh. Anyway, what are you going to do? What's on the big board of musical treats?
Our wake-up song brought to you by our buddies over at Action Ride Shop. We've been talking about it for a while, but with this weather, it's ridiculous. No. Head on up north. Yeah. Get the skiing and the boarding in now. And Action Ride Shop is your place. You need the accessories. You need some maintenance on your skis or your board. They're going to be the ones to take care of you. Plus, it's cold out, obviously. Cruise into Action Ride Shop. They're going to hook you up with 25% off Action Ride Shop branded hoodies and jackets as long as you mention KUPD. So just say KUPD, 25% off. And they got some good stuff in there, too. So ActionRideShop.com. On the list, AC/DC, Cult, Trivium, Enterprise Earth, Clutch, Helmet, Slipknot, Dead Kennedys, Pennywise, Velvet Revolver, Static X, Trivium.
This guy says, my last name is Gunn. My uncle's name is Thomas. He's a successful anesthesiologist. Nice. That's a cool name. You don't have anything to live up to other than cool.
Yeah.
Because Thomas Gunn is not a guy. Tommy Gunn from Rocky V.
It's kind of, well.
But Thomas Gunn is just a thing. Yeah, it's tough. This guy's last name is Gru. And he goes, the worst thing that ever happened to me is Despicable Me. Every receptionist always goes,
oh, my God, Gru, like Despicable Me.
Exactly. Like the evil guy. Just do my work. You weren't named after it, Justin. Justin Gru, it happened to you. I wasn't named after John Holmberg, famous blackface comedian who invented the rubber chicken.
You were.
Well, it would have been news to everybody because what I was named after was my mom's ex-boyfriend. Still a great thing I found out when I was about 20.
Did Dan know this at the time?
I still don't know that Dan knows it now.
Oh.
My dad wanted to name me Alvar Augustus Holmberg after his father. My mom said absolutely not.
I'll take mom's ex.
And in Indiana, you had to leave the hospital. The kid had to have a name. That was a law. And my mom's like, forget it, John. And then later, we're going through my mom's old stuff at her house when she was growing up and found a bag she made and has John written all over it. I'm like, when did you do this? She goes, oh, I was in high school. Who's John? Oh, it was my first, real boyfriend. And you got married when you were 18, so this was like a year before you got married. Yeah, he was a big dick. I remember that. Like, oh, my mom, don't say that. He was a big swinging dick. Nothing like your stupid father and that acorn.
If Dan had his way and that mystery journal that's floating around there somewhere, it could have been A.A. Holmberg.
Trust me. I've said it a million times. If my name was Alvar Augustus Holmberg, I'd have shot a homeless lady in the alley and killed myself years earlier. As much of a struggle as it was to just look the way I did all through junior high and high school with this giant head, tiny little body, and I looked like Mr. Mackey from South Park for years. Then you get zits and then you're bald. It wasn't easy. If I had Alvar as a name attached to it, there would have been I'd have been the first person to ever multiply shoot himself in the head over and over and over. Alvar Augustus Holmberg. Imagine the first day of school every year for me, how tragically scary it would have been, especially because we moved a lot.
You would have been Augie.
I would have been Al.
Al or
but
Augie.
The first day of school, all my new schools would have called roll.
Alvar Augustus.
I wouldn't have raised my hand. Alvar Augustus Holmberg. That's you, dude. Al, that's you. God damn it. That's your real name? Shut up. Here. Alvar Augustus. That's me. I'm Swedish. I would have been dead. John was my mom's crush my ass. First big D she took.
Boy, thank God for mom's early crank.
Yeah. I'm named after the first D that buried my mom. That's my name. That's my namesake. Yep.
John Thomas Holmberg.
Maybe his last name was Daniels. And she tells my dad Daniel that we'll give him your middle name too. John Daniel. God, I miss that dick. That was the first D. That was the dude that pried my mom open. I'm named after.
It's an honor.
Yeah. Every time she thinks of my name, a little tear runs down her throat. She remembers losing her flower to that guy I'm named after. Not my dad. She says it's not that guy. She just pulled the name randomly. I'm like, that's coincidental. That the name you pulled randomly is the D before dad.
Well, it just was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, sure. Because you'd rather have been married to the other guy. The dude you were married to was trying to name me Alvar Augustus. And all you thought was if I'd have just married that John guy, this would have been easier. Blew it. I wish that John dude would have knocked me up instead. Yeah. Well, hopefully that John guy was good size because I had a huge head coming out. So maybe he prepared my mom for
it. Dan's like, ugh, we can't call that twink this. We got
He didn't know I was a twink yet.
Came out.
My dad didn't,
Dana got the...
My dad didn't have baby twink vibes. That came much later when I was wearing OP shorts that were too small, half shirts, and socks up to my knees. That was when dad started to wonder, what's going on with this kid? He's athletic, he's good at stuff, but his clothes scream out, put it here. Yeah. I liked Puma half shirts. But he should have known I wasn't gay because I never matched colors. I always looked like I'd found my clothes that day.
Do you have the corduroy OP shorts?
Maroon corduroy OP shorts, like a green shirt and socks with blue and yellow on it. I was all over the map. Clearly, I wasn't gay. I couldn't put an outfit together to save my ass.
Shirt that says you got another one in you.
Yeah. Look where fudge is made. It's the front of my shirt was very strange. Singing Wham songs. Careless Whisper was a big one. I remember my dad's face. We drove to Little League, and I'm in my uniform, and Careless Whisper was a big hit. And my dad went to, like, I remember him reaching to turn it. Ugh, what's this? And I'm like, and I pushed his hand away. Careless Whisper of a good friend. He's like, what's this? And I'm like, it's a guy named George Michael. He's great. I will be a father figure. I'm turning the station, boy. And I'm turning the page on loving you.
And not in the El Camino.
Convinced I was a twink. We didn't have the El Camino anymore. This was his work truck. Tooling around in a Huber Hunt and Nichols work truck. Man, and tough guys in a construction truck listening to Careless Whisper together pulling up to the ball game. All right, turn it down, God damn it. No one can hear. Besides, it's a huge hit, Dad. All right. Why don't you float over there and play some baseball? My boy's the twink at shortstop. He's pretty good.
He's the one skipping out there.
He's the one picking daisies. Singing Wham songs. That was me. It was weird. But I liked all sorts of stuff. And then, God forbid, he didn't understand why I started liking Poison and Motley Crue either. Like, what is this? Transvestite music? Oh, boy. Want to play catch, Dad? How do you mean, boy?
Baseball.
Thank God. Whew. I knew you were a good catcher, but I had no idea.
Don't throw it underhand, for God's sake.
Stop doing that. No twirling.
But I can throw it harder when I twirl.
Stop it. Anyway, I don't, whatever you want to do.
I don't know that Trivium song, but this guy's been hitting us up for like 2 weeks on it.
Strife?
Yeah.
We can try it. Sure, why not? We'll go a little strife. We'll do that one. Why not? Says your mom thinks of Big Dick when she says your name like Prince Harry thinks of his mom when he's rubbing his penis.
That's right. I'm putting the lotion my mom used on her lips all over the tip of my frostbitten wiener, my Tadger, my John Thomas. The smell took me right back. My dick smelled just like my mother's lips.
Thanks for the... I'm going to turn the chapter two.
Chapter two. I used to love to walk into the bedroom, the royal bedroom, after my father had just finished with my mom. The scent of copper pennies and some type of light fish was in the air.
And a hint of Elizabeth Arden.
It was Elizabeth Arden, Ludfisk, and some sort of other lotions that my father was using. A cherry scent. It smelled like royalty, and I wanted to be in it. Like fresh-cut grass, I could recognize the scent of my mother menstruating. And it took me right back to Balmoral. Chapter 5, Her Tampons. The scent of lightly used cotton. Remember my mother so well. That and metal scraped up against the side of a tunnel.
You got it? What's it called?
Yeah, I know trivia.
Oh, yeah, trivia.
Hang on, I'll get it. Yeah,
good luck with that. You can pull that one up. I don't know this one either, so we got to be careful of cursing and everything else. This guy, Adam Wick, said, my name's Wick, which the movies actually made my name cool, but if I was John Wick, it would have ruined it. That's for sure. You can't have that. You can't have the name of somebody, you know, like that. And that's a good thing. If you don't have a last name that's famous, maybe you'll be the first one. But I feel bad for little kids who are named, you know, Bruce Wayne or people that use their kids as a, you know, prop for comedy. A comedy name. You can't live up to it. End up with a murderer on your hands. How many times you see that Florida man, George Clooney, like he's miserable.
Yeah.
He feels like a failure every time he writes his name down. It's the worst.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.